producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking about many things today, but what's on your mind is always uppermost on ours, so give us a holler. Glenn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. What are we to do when confronted with a situation in which somebody is brain dead, yet is still ambulatory and vocalizing, you know?
Well, if they're brain dead, by definition, they can't be ambulatory and, vocalizing.
I was being smart aleck. Quite often, I find myself confronted by people who are brain dead. It's still ambulatory and verbalizing.
Got it. All right. So my head was clearly someplace else, I suppose. It sounds like you've been on Match.com or something.
No. No, not exactly. But no, worse. Doomsayer website. That's even worse. Talk about your alarmist. But seriously, though, on the subject of euthanasia, though, we see, actually, this really is made much easier in Northern European countries with socialized medicine, where the state presumes to make decisions of this sort. I believe it's the Netherlands, I think, that we're seeing things like they want to take away the prerogative of the doctor and the family in making these decisions, and just say, hey, we, the state, will decide for you when it's time for your parent to, usually it's parents, your elderly parents, stop receiving medical care. And in many cases...
Wait a minute. We have to differentiate between two different things, three different things. One is deciding how much, and especially with socialized medicine, how long you're willing to care for somebody. But that doesn't mean that you put them down. It just means that you no longer give them, for example, hospitalized care, which is why hospice exists, why you give them palliative care rather than any heroic measures. So, I mean, let's not sort of make the leap that the state is saying, okay, time for you to go. That isn't what it says. It says we are no longer willing to, for whatever reason, presumably partially medical and partially financial, to support this kind of expense with no hope of recovery. But that's a very different thing than putting somebody down.
The stories that I hear about these policies that they're trying to pass, I think Norway is pretty much the cutting edge of it. They would be wanting to discontinue care, at a time much earlier than would normally be.
Well, but again, wait a minute. Discontinuing care they're both medical and financial decisions, and in this country, it's one of the things that insurance companies are having to wrestle with, is keeping people. Let me just give you an example. When I was in medical school, which was, not forever ago, but a while ago, one of my rotations through pediatric neurology, there was a child that I happened to know the parents. They live in the same town I lived in, which is a very small town. And the only thing that really, what you'd think it saved them, but it really didn't, was that he was a firefighter. So he had really exceptional insurance as opposed to most people's. They had a child who essentially was born anencephalic, which essentially means that he had no higher brain function at all. He had brain stem, but that was it. So he was never going to do anything. He was never going to be able to sit. He was never going to be able to feed himself. He was essentially just a mechanism that could breathe. That was it. And the hospital, to be able to end life support, required two doctors. One of the doctors I happen to know, I think it was three doctors, and they had to be unanimous. They had all three agree. Two of the doctors said, you know, this kid will never be more than really a vegetative state at most. One of the doctors is Roman Catholic, and he said, and I talked with him, yeah, so I knew, and he said, I think I detected some brain activity, some cortical activity, which was actually not physically feasible, but it was in the record. And since it had to be announced, that child was kept on life support for 2 years at the cost of, at that time, several million dollars a year. And they finally, when the child was 2 years old, had never opened his eyes, had never it was a brainstem, that was all. It was heart beating, lungs respirating, that was all. At the cost to the state, to the insurance company, to the hospital, of over $2 million a year it was painful for the parents because they, and finally, I think the parents finally went to court. Well, because it was heartbreaking that the child was never going to be a child in the way that we think about any living human being. And yet, and it diverted all their attention, all their efforts. And even with really good insurance, there's always some kind of deductible and kicks in every. So it was a tragic, horrible mess. And because somebody couldn't get out of their own way. Now, that in that particular case, presumably with socialized medicine, somebody would have said at the cost of $2 million a year for someone who will never be able to open their eyes, what are we really doing here? And would have probably had a much more comprehensive examination when the child was born and opted not to put them on life support. And if so you have to be careful about making those assumptions. And socialized medicine, I mean, everybody loves the Canadian approach to medicine, unless you're Canadian. And all my Canadian friends just hate it. When it comes to things about life and death, when it comes to things about care, these are not simple questions, and you're never going to get complete consensus.
No,
but you have to
no.
be careful about not making sort of leaps that are not justified.
When we see a lot of, I'm concerned, I think we see, a lot of passive euthanasia with elderly, sick people these days, where someone could go on for a while, with IV fluids, and they discontinue the fluids and morphine, and tell the family that this is painless, and dehydration is an exceedingly painful way to die. I'm not so sure that the morphine does all of it.
Well, again, this is an issue that's been going on. As I said, the Richard Dreyfuss movie was what, in the late 60s, early, no, it had to be later than that. It was probably the late 70s, which is going to be 40 years ago now. There have been a number of things since then. I mean, look, Eskimos put their elderly on ice floes and sent them off. So
actually, hypothermia is not supposed to be very painful.
Exactly. Nor is drowning, supposedly. But
right.
nothing right. I want to try anytime soon.
Right. Yeah, supposedly people who survive drowning, say that there's those first few moments of terror when your lungs first fill with water, and then you just sort of go into this balmy, relaxed conscious state, And then so there have been actually people who've been resuscitated from that experience, and said it was just a few minutes of panic, and then they settled. But yeah, death is not an easy or
Well, in this society, we pretend it's not going to happen as well, which is a dreadful mistake because it means that it's sort of the boogeyman. It's the sort of the shadow and the thing that scares the living daylights out of us, and it really doesn't have to. That there are other ways of dealing with it, but.
Denial can work for several decades.
Well, it seems to. It seems to work on a societal basis. There we go.
Alrighty.
Go.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, it is not an easy topic. But on the other hand, it is something that we really should be talking about, again, while we're sentient and while we're able to have meaningful discussions about it, as opposed to not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about not the world's easiest subject, but I think a really important one, which is essentially assisted suicide, right to die. And Jerry Brown just signed, I think going against some of his beliefs, but really feeling he was serving his constituency of making California the fifth state to have such a law. And my guess is that there are going to be more and more states that are going to go ahead and do it, just because, if nothing else, the population gets older, and I think the population basically wants, we boomers want to have control over everything in our lives, including how we end it. So 855-993-7569. Manny, you can get the phone if you want, and I will chat about some. I'll tell you what I can do here is I can just quickly tell you there are a bunch of DVDs that are coming out today, and I've seen several of them, so I can actually tell you a little bit about a bunch of them. First of all, Avengers Age of Ultron comes out, which will be certainly the number one DVD and will make scads of money, as it did when it was in the theaters. Zipper is an interesting story with Patrick Wilson as a charismatic politician who literally has trouble with his zipper. I'll leave the rest of it to you. Escobar, Paradise Lost is a very interesting look at Pablo Escobar, starting Benicio del Toro and Joss Hutcherson as a young man who gets involved with Escobar's niece and what happens about that. So the DVDs are kind of picking up, and as the closer we get to Christmas, there are more. There will be more and more incredibly good DVDs as opposed to ones that, oh, gee, maybe, you know, it wasn't worth seeing that in the theater, but maybe it's worth seeing now. Sherry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you, Sherry?
Good. I will try to keep my scenario brief. I have a 32-year-old stepdaughter that all four parents have been talking. We're all a good relationship. It's not one of those deals. but we're a little confused as to how to get on with our relationship with her. She has made a little bit of a mess of her life, but she's an adult, and she's entitled to do what she wants to do. But she's 32. She's recently divorced. Way too quickly, just moved in with a new boyfriend, and she has a 4-year-old daughter. So our issue is she's not a bad person. She's well-meaning. She's sweet, but she has a real problem with lying and avoiding. You know, we kind of keep waiting for her to mature and grow out of it, and it just seems to get no better.
Is she the middle child or the baby, or what's the story here?
Well, she's the oldest child. Both her parents were only 19 when they had her, and now they're both, you know, we're all remarried and have other children as well.
All right. How old is her next oldest sibling?
She's 32, and I think the oldest sibling is 18.
Okay. So how old was she when the parents divorced?
Oh, she doesn't even remember. She was like 3.
Okay.
And we've all been in her, stepfather and I have been in her life ever since.
So,
question, just
okay, go ahead.
More specifically, is okay. We can't believe, so she lies, and she lies about the little things that wouldn't even matter and about the big things. And then what happens, she lies, and then she avoids you, like sometimes months at a time, because she can't, it's like she can't bring herself to face you over usually.
Tell me something she lied about recently. Can you think of something?
So the latest issue, she got her car possessed. So she came to us and for help, and we said, we bailed her out before, but again, she's 32, so we made a deal with her that, you know, we said, we love you, we want to help you, but we want you to accept responsibility, so we will buy you a cheap car, and then you have to agree to go to this financial class that we had talked to her about to try to help her understand how to manage her finances better. I said, but if, we both told her, if she doesn't want to do that, I went over the top saying, you don't have to do this. It's okay. You're an adult. You can say no thanks, but that's the requirement with the car.
Okay, why did you do it? The problem is that you gave her the car first, right?
No, we didn't give her the car. Nope.
Okay, so she had to go to the class first.
Right, it's a 9-week course, and if she just started to go, we were going to buy her the car and trust that she would do it, even though. So anyway, so she did. Now she's avoiding us, and so we figured it out, but we also I talked to her mother last night, and she went on. She bought a car with this boyfriend that she can't afford again and is now avoiding us. But again, I went over the top and said, if you don't want to do this, it's okay. I'm not going to be mad at you. It's your decision. And now she's avoiding us again. And we're just not sure how to proceed.
Well, I mean, look, but the lying and avoiding are all the same thing, right? Because lying is just a way of avoiding. Right? It's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. So they're exactly the same phenomenon, and they come from exactly the same place, which is her feeling that she's disappointing you, that she can't be the person. Well, I mean, there are two parts to it. First of all, she can't be the person that you guys want her to be. And she also, there may be some sibling rivalry going on here of, well, mom and dad don't love me anyway, and so the only way to get attention, I can't really do very well because I keep screwing things up. So if I can't get attention for doing something right, I'll get it for doing something wrong. So, I mean, but as you point out, rather than a financial class, I'd almost be more tempted to get her a therapist, because the finances are just more.
She won't go.
Well, you can bribe her for it. You can say, look, if you do 3 sessions, we'll pay for it and we'll give you $100 or something. I mean, there are lots of ways of getting people to at least taste something. You know, it's the broccoli school of life. I hate it, even though I've never tried it. Well, try it, and then if you still hate it, then we can negotiate with that. But
she did go to counseling early in her life when she was living with us when she was 21. And
for around what issue?
Around the name. Lying, yeah.
And who paid for the therapy?
We did. She was under insurance at the time.
And how long did she go?
Not very long.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, as you point out, and I think the salient factor is she's 32. Do I think, is she actually divorced?
She just got divorced, yes.
And how long has she been living with a boyfriend?
They just moved in last week.
Well, at least she waited until she was divorced. I mean, that's better than, I suppose, not. Micah, look, at this moment, she's not going to change until she sees a reason to change. And you know, I hear what you're saying, that we're trying to give her choices. But, I mean, her hope, you got to figure out some way to reward this kid for doing well. And that may take some creativity on your part. Because does she have a job? Does she go to work every day?
Yeah, she has a very steady job. She's had for 10 years. She's a bartender.
Oh, dear. Does she have a drinking problem?
No, she doesn't.
Well, that's good. Is she a good mom?
As far as I can tell, except for, you know, her living conditions and those kind of things. But as far as I can tell.
What's the highest level of education she's completed?
High school. She flunked out of college. I lied to us about that, but we found out.
How much college did she have?
Well, we paid for the whole year, but she, of course, never showed us first. I don't know how much she actually got credit for.
Was it her freshman year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, let me hold you over for a break. We have kind of a crummy connection with you, so let's see if maybe you either call us back or we can call you back, because your line breaks up a little bit. And let me walk you through a different kind of strategy with your charm school graduate here. Okay, let me put you on hold, be back to you in a moment. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sherry, who is a stepmom of a 32-year-old who has a 4-year-old. She has a job that she goes to pretty religiously. She graduated high school. Had a tough time in college. Her parents were divorced when she was very young. Both sets of parents have remarried, and the families all get along. But she has additional half-brothers and sisters, and she basically is sort of acting like a 13-year-old. I mean, she's fibbing about things, and she's not very reliable, and she borrows money, and she lies about stuff. So, and then she avoids her parents, all sets of parents. And Sherry has said, well, look, if you go to a class and learn about money management, we'll pay for a car. And she didn't. She dropped out of school without really telling anybody. And then she just avoids them. And so here's what I suggest. I think that we're sort of dealing with the symptoms of the problem rather than the problem itself, which is this kid doesn't take responsibility. And for whatever reason, and that's really, I think, more a therapy issue than a money issue. I think the money is just one of the manifestations, as is the lying, as is the avoiding, which is you know, I'm going to make somebody take care of me whether they want to or not. I'm going to make them call me. I'm going to make them pay for things. I'm going to make them feel bad because I was abandoned. All right, so sooner or later she's going to have to work that out, but that's a therapeutic issue, and she's not going to go to therapy until she views it as a problem. I think what you can say at this juncture is the four of us feel like we didn't do a great job by you as, in terms of parents, and while we, you know, we'd love to be better parents going forward, we're not willing to do checkbook diplomacy or checkbook parenting, but we are willing to pay for your therapy if at some point you decide this is something that would be useful to you. And we're not going to put requirements on it. We'll pay the therapist directly because you don't want to tempt her to lie to you about it.
Right.
We'll pay the therapist, and when you're if that's something at some point you want to do, we'll, through our guilt, be willing to do it. In the meantime, you can deal with any of us individually or any combination and permutation or all of us, but we need to figure out a way to help you that isn't destructive to you or to us, because all of us think you're great. None of us feel like we did a great job in terms of parenting you. We're a little confused about how to be useful to you as well as as help you to grow. And so if you have any suggestions, we'd like to hear them. And then I'd shut up, because part of it is you guys are always offering things, and all she has to do is say yes or no. And yes or no is easy, and she can say yes when she means no. She can say no when she means yes. She doesn't have to think about it at all. And the avoiding is just, well, sooner or later they'll pick up the phone and call me. If you love me, you'll call me. And that's what all of this is about, is if you love me, you do something different. And so I think you need to affirm to her that you do love her, all four of you. Number two, that all of you feel somewhat guilty about the fact that you weren't great parents to her, because for whatever reason, because we weren't there, because we got distracted by other children, by other marriages, whatever. And I don't think I don't know that there's any parent who can't afford to apologize to their kid for not being a perfect parent. And it gets the kid's attention, which is incredibly useful. And then say, look, give us some ideas. And because she, first of all, you'll know a lot more about her thinking when you ask her to come up with ideas. And she may say, well, I don't know. What do you think? Don't swallow the bait. Because anything you come up with, you're just right back in the same mess, which is she's going to say yes when she means no, no when she means yes. And it's not, this is the way to help her grow up. And you can't make her grow up, but you can make sure that you're not putting impediment in the way of her growing up, is to say, okay, we admit we're not great parents. We can't go back. How do you want us to go forward? What would work for you? And then shut up and let her come up with something. And she may say, well, I need more money. And say, well, how would that work? Make her do the heavy lifting here. She hasn't done any heavy lifting. All she has to do is ask and then be happy when you say yes or unhappy when you say no. She doesn't have to think about anything. And that's, the shift has to occur sooner or later. And it can only occur when she feels the critical mass. But as long as you guys are doing all the work, she will never feel the critical mass. And she'll be 100 years old and wrinkly, and she'll still be going to the graveside and said, well, you didn't love me enough. So, I mean, enough already. You know, you may not have been the world's best parent. She may not have been the world's best kid. So what? You know, we're past that. What is it that you want us to do? And I think I would also be tempted in this particular situation to share with her the important things that you think she's done, that, you know, that she's a very good worker, that she's a good mom. How long was she married?
5 years.
Yeah, you know, I probably would stay away from that as much as possible, because who knows what went on in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So, but you hear the point. You got to change your strategy because it's not workable.
So I have to hunt her down. She won't call us. She won't text us. I'd have to show up at her work, is what we usually do.
And okay. I'd probably have all four of you show up at the same time. You know, all right, here's the deal. And you could certainly put it in writing that, you know, that says, here's what we're going to do. But you need to, the point being, okay, we love you dearly. Here's what we think your assets are. We were crappy parents. We feel guilty about it. But we got to feel guilty in a way that's going to work for you in the long run. And what we're doing is not. It's episodic. It makes us unhappy. It makes us feel that you don't care about us. And when we say yes, we don't trust you. When we say no, you don't like us. This has got to stop. So let's figure out how to do this. And give us some suggestions.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. I'll let you know.
Already do, yeah, but you hear, and it doesn't have to be, the most important part, well, the most important parts, let's not, is number one, saying, we were crummy parents, and that's not an easy thing to say, but it'll get her attention more than anything else you've ever done, because she feels that she's let you down, and you're always judging her. You're saying, we blew it, okay, and we blew it not because we're horrible people, but because we were young, or because we had other kids, or because, you know, you seem self, you don't even have to make excuses, you can say, we blew it. Okay, we weren't terrific parents. And we want to make it up to you, but we can't go back. So what do you want from us going forward? And she made something.
She's going to say nothing. She feels going to sit there. That's what she
That's said. Fine. Then what you say to her is, when you come up with something, let us know. That's
okay.
Fine.
Fair.
Fine. Listen, I've had these, believe it or not, I've had these discussions with people before. And, you know, the parents said, well, they're all going to hit me for money. And quite often, like, one of the kids went in tears and said, I just want you to tell me you love me. I mean, it was that basic. One said, I just want you to stop criticizing my kids. One said, can we go to a ball game? I mean, you have no idea what's going on in another person's mind. And we all think we do, and we never do. And so the admission, okay, we didn't do a great job here. We feel guilty about it. We want to do something that works for you and works for us. Give us some suggestions. Tell us what we can do to help. And then, you know, and then you can call me back or you can all sit there. And I mean, she may say something like, well, you know, I'd like to be on a monthly allowance or something. You can decide whether that makes any sense. And I mean, because she asked for it doesn't mean you have to go along with it. And you can certainly say, look, let us think about that. We'll get back to you. But you've established some different kind of paradigm as opposed to you come to us. We give you a hard we lecture you. Then we'll either give it to you or not give it to you, and it doesn't change anything, and it makes all of us feel terrible about each other. So we don't want that anymore. That's not benefiting anybody. So let's change it and see what happens, all right?
Great. Thank you.
Good enough. You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm trying to figure out, Manny, a segue from saying to your adult stepchild, we love you, you know, this isn't working. We didn't do a great job. What do you want from us? To assisted suicide. Somehow there doesn't seem to me to be an easy. I suppose you could say.
Not
here,
exactly
here's
an easy transition.
Here, I figured it out. Okay. We've been crummy parents. We want to work this out before it's time for you to pull the plug on us. How's that? Not bad. Yeah,
word.
Come on. There
we'll,
we go.
We'll roll with that one.
Only I could go into a discussion of right to die with a giggle, but what can I tell you? You know, either you laugh or you cry. All right, let's see what else we can do to get this so we get this finished up today.
Amy says, if we keep a pet alive past the point of suffering, we would be considered bad owners and people would look down on us. Yet we can't ease the passing of a fellow human. Death is a part of the life cycle. It should be treated respectfully and not with fear.
You know, that seems to be the most both logical and emotional approaches, and is we wouldn't do this to a pet. I mean, that is an incredibly compelling argument. All right, keep going.
Sue Ellen says, yes, I believe I should be the one to decide if it's time to end my life. Why should I, or those that I love have to suffer extreme pain, loss of senses, loss of brain power, and loss of dignity? We treat our four-legged family members much more humanely.
This is the zoological approach to suicide. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure, and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's
cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys, so they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, look, I hope the very least thing you'll take away from today is that you need to think about this for yourself. You need to talk about it with loved ones. That pretending that, like Anne Bancroft said, when I know everyone dies, except I thought I was going to be the exclusion. You're probably not going to be. You may be, but I wouldn't count on it. Therefore, you should have discussions about of end-of-life issues, about life insurance, about heroic measures, about how you want it to be. I actually know people who plan their own funerals, which I think is terrific. I know people who've had wakes, who put aside money. My favorite story is actually somebody who sent out, they knew they were dying, and they sent out postcards to be mailed when they died with a picture of this. It was a woman with angel wings saying, glad you're not here. They were mailed after she died, which I thought was kind of cool. I don't know if I'd have that much presence of mind. I guess it depends on how I look with wings at that point. And people say, nah, the likelihood of her having wings, I don't know. Maybe little horns and a little tail. 855-993-7569. Okay, let's finish this up.
Francis says, I'm sure this happens all the time on the quiet, i.e. Jackie yep. Kennedy and others who could afford to do this discreetly. Suffering yep. through a long-term illness serves no purpose other than to ease the burden for others.
Yeah, I think you're right that this is not a new concept. It's just people saying they don't want to be in the shadows about it anymore. And the guy in Tennessee who said, I don't, you know, he was a gubernatorial candidate at one point. He said, I don't want the people that are involved with me to bear legal responsibility or liability because they've helped me. And the courts turned him down. So there we go.
Let's see. Where did I leave off here? Kathy says, it should be legal. I agree with Amy, a previous commenter, Amy. We put our pets down to ease their suffering when there are no other options. Why does it have to be prolonged? And the pain gets so bad.
Yeah, not much fun. Okay.
Heather said, it should absolutely be legal. We have been forced to abide by the rules of those who choose to impose their beliefs on the general public for too long. It's time to take back what should be our right. It's not what should be our right, not the man given right to others. To dictate this very personal journey's end.
That's an interesting perspective. It really is, isn't it? Because historically, I mean, who would have the right except the person who, you know, it was by definition your right. I mean, it was not even a question. And we in some societies, it's actually venerated of people who make a protest, take their own life, whatever. So, I mean, it's a good point. We're, you know, that's a relatively recent thing. Lily, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How may I help?
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is I don't know what to do, and I need your advice. My husband cheated on me after 41 years of marriage.
When did you find out?
2 days ago.
When do you know with whom he cheated?
He cheated with his girlfriend that was his girlfriend back in 1972. He went to Europe.
He went to a reunion or something?
No. We own a house in Europe. And he contacted some friends to get her phone number, and then he got the phone number and contacted her, and they got together in Switzerland. I mean, no, not Switzerland, in Austria.
And how did you find out about this?
Well, he had a little bit more to drink, and then he started crying, and he told me, I'm going to tell you something when it's time. So I pressed him to tell me, and then, you know, at first he didn't say everything in details. He just told me that he contacted her. But what happened is that I find out paperwork that he went to see her, and they spent 4 days in the hotel. They spent 4 or 5 days together, and then he noted every phone call that she called and that he talked to her, and I got all those papers, and last night I threatened him, and he said, well, if you didn't find that, you wouldn't even know. So now I don't know what to do.
All right, here's the deal. All right, first of all, it really is up to you. I mean, the fact that he told you, does he want to leave you?
He doesn't want to leave me. No.
Okay.
Because.
But I tell you what, I'm going to give you a homework assignment because we're going to run out of time in this hour. So here's the deal, kiddo. You need to figure out what you want from him at this moment. Do you want to stay or do you want to go? Are there problems in the marriage? I mean, are we sure that they had sex? I know they were in a hotel room together, but that doesn't necessarily.
Right.
Do you know? Okay. Okay. Well, all right. He committed adultery. The question is, what do you want to do about this? What makes sense to you? Is there anything he can do? And I don't want you to tell me now because I want you to think about it. Is there anything he can do or say that will make this? I mean, it'll still be painful. But if you love this dude, people make mistakes. And the question is, what could he do going forward that would make this livable for you? And there may or may not be something. Let me just give you a quick example because it's one of my favorite examples.
Mm-hmm.
This sounded to me that this was very premeditated. That and I don't know whether how old is your husband?
He's going to be 64 next month, and I'm 61.
Okay. Is he still working?
He only works part-time, only 3 days.
Okay. I would argue that this probably had much more to do with his sense of mortality. It's interesting that we're talking about assisted suicide and end-of-life issues today. Because, believe it or not, I think your call probably has more to do with that than it does with anything else. But what I want you to do is I want you to take some time and decide a bunch of things. Is there anything he can do moving forward? Were there problems in the marriage that we need to look at now? Which
we
is not an excuse.
We always had a problem just because of he always wanted to contact that lady. They got lost. They lost touch back in 72 when he came to the United States and he left. She was there.
Well, but understand, Lily, he went. He had the choice of saying, "Look, I found my long lost love."
Another thing, Dr. Joy, they had a baby. She got pregnant when she was 15. She got pregnant with him. And what happened is, for her religion, she wasn't able to have a baby. So what happened when the baby was 5 months, when she was 5 months pregnant with the baby, her mother and her aunt beat
right.
her up.
Lily,
yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what I do. Lily. I'll put you on hold and I'll be back to you in just a second. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink, and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start.